You're tuned to Rockabilly Raccoon Style.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Rockabilly Raccoon Style. So there's been a bit of a long break. The band's actually been practicing a lot. We've been writing lots of new songs. And there's been lots of other things happening in just normal life. But I thought I'd jump on and do an episode of which I'll be doing every now and then about my favourite rockabilly legends. And connection with the raccoons, with those people. And this episode, I thought I'd look at Johnny Burnett, especially as it was near the date to where he died, that sad boating accident. There's a link with the raccoons as well. We've got a song which we haven't released yet called Cold Shoulder, which we will be recording in the not too distant future, and that's about Johnny Burnett. I thought I'd pull the things together. So we'll start off with one of his great classics. Well, it's a rock, tonight. Well, I know a little spot on the edge of town where you can really pick them up and set them down. It's a little place called a hideaway. You do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rockabilly boogie tonight. A rock a billy boogie tonight. Rockabilly Boogie. One of the most influential songs around, really. And he played that with his band, the Rock and Roll Trio, with Dorsey, his brother, and Paul Berlinson on guitar, with that famous sound of his, the feedback. And you can really hear I think they really captured the essence of rockabilly. They were the ones, I think, that really nailed down that wild sound, the raw spirit. And I think it was sad that a lot of it got cleaned up in the end, but it certainly influenced a lot of what we've done. And now we'll move along to another one of the truly great songs. Even though this song was a cover, they stamped their own personality all over it. And you can see why it influenced so many people in the 60s and also the 70s as well. It's just got such a unique personality to it and a drive, which sounds as fresh today as it did when it first came out. And this all came out on that debut album. That was in 1956. So this is early on in the whole rockabilly first kind of cycle, when things were still fresh and people were really experimenting with different things. And this is where we draw a lot of our ideas from, because we're more interested in the concept of throwing together a whole lot of different ideas and sounds, instead of just having, you know, the same formula all the time. But now I'll play the song which was written by them, and which was, they were hoping to be their really big single, but again, this has actually really kicked on to have its own mystique, and a lot of people have covered it. So let's tear it up.
Come on, little baby, let's tear that dance floor up. Come on, little baby, let's tear that dance floor up. Come on, little mama, let me see you strut your stuff. I'ma leave a little baby, gonna be gone a long, long time. I'ma leave a little baby, gonna be gone a long, long time. So come on, little baby, and show me a real good time. Tear it up, tear it up, tear it up, oh! Tear it up. you step back, baby, move my way. Step around again and let me hear you say, tie it up, tie it up. Come on, little baby, let's tie that dance floor up. Tie it up, tie it up, tie it up, tie it up. Come on, little mama, let's tie that dance floor up.
We used to always cover this song as the Raccoons when we first played from about 87 onwards for that first period, and it always brought the house down. So it's amazing how strong that debut album is, that even though it's mostly covers, and you know, a lot of the covers have been done before, but they really stamp their own identities of them. And one of the covers on there, Blues Stay Away, I think they, you know, out of all the versions I've heard, I think they nail it the best. But I do have a soft spot for this version, and probably because of the passing of Crazy Caveman this year. So why not listen to some more of the old Crazy Caveman and the Rhythm Rockers with Blues Stay Away.
Yeah!
I thought I'd just catch up again with some of the old Raccoons news. As I said, we've been doing a lot of practicing, getting a lot of new material down. I haven't been able to record anything to play to you guys yet, but mid-September, we're hoping to do more demos because of all the new stuff that we've got. So as soon as I've got some demo material, I'll be throwing it onto the show so you can have a listen to what we've been up to. We've got the T-shirts available now, Vince Ray Design. I've set up an online shop, which I hope to add to with different designs over time. So I'll put a link to that with the episode details. So you can click onto that and have a look, and maybe you'd like to purchase one. I didn't have a reply yet for the free CD, the name of the song by Gene Vincent, Something Man. So if you're interested, again, just jump onto the Raccoons Facebook site and send us a message. Also like us at the same time. And we can send you a CD. But I thought I'd end this episode off with everything going on just the moment, with a song by Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio, which is something that we all need. Adds a bit of the old rock therapy. Talk to you soon.
Well, I don't need a doctor. I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, babe, would hardly make me ill. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. I don't need a nurse. Anything they give me, babe, will hardly make me worse. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Swinging with my baby, doing a rock and roll dance. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. I need rock therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Well, it's rock, a rock, a rock therapy. A rock, a therapy, rock, a rock, rock, therapy.